When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel, and joining alongside me, it's my itsy bitsy best friend, Shabazz.
Well,
hello.
That's so cute.
It went cute, right?
Yeah,
cute.
I'm not gonna lie, I was on the defense a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna call me your spider within.
No.
And then I was like, oh, I'm ready to jump. To clap back if I need to.
You're ready to bite.
ready to strike if necessary. And then you're like, itsy bitsy best friend. Which, you know, now that I focus on it a little bit more, is it a compliment?
It is a compliment.
Okay.
Through and through,
I'll take your word for it.
It's like the itsy bitsy best friend. It's the alliteration that sounds great.
Yeah. What are you up to, man?
Nothing.
What are you trying to pull?
Nothing. Shabazz, how are you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. A little scared.
It is so nice that we get to talk about one of our favorite films of last year. We're bringing it into 2024.
Yeah.
Because joining us on the Movie Podcast today, the director of The Spider Within, A Spider-Verse Story, is director Jarell Dampier.
Oh my God.
What an incredibly nice human being.
One of the nicest.
Yeah.
Top three nicest people we've interviewed, and he's number one right now.
He's number one on the list. No, Jarell was absolutely incredible. If you don't know, The Spider Within is a short film set within the world of the Spider-Verse films.
Oh,
If the title did not give it away. But what's so special about this short film is that it really explores the headspace of Miles Morales as he's dealing with a panic attack, dealing with anxiety, dealing with mental health. This is something that we don't often get looked at in the world of superhero films. We'll get little touches of it here and there. But really, this is Miles dealing with a panic attack and how he's getting through that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Across the Spider-Verse, we're definitely seeing, I think, the stress of being Spider-Man, Brooklyn Spider-Man on Miles. We're seeing the weight of that. But this takes it to a whole other level. This includes that anxiety that he's feeling of also being this character, being this persona out there. And it is handled in such a way that it is exactly how you experience anxiety. And I think that's what made it so scary. It wasn't just the visuals. It wasn't just the way that the horror was built up. It's like, yeah, this is how I also manifest and see my anxiety. Tiny little spiders all over me.
Tiny little spiders. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
So if you are, if you're an arachnophobe, get ready for this movie. But it's so interesting though, like taking a side note there, because as someone who, if people who listen to the show know, Daniel's scared of spiders.
Yeah.
Shay is scared of snakes.
Yeah.
Anthony's scared of us.
Of happiness.
Oh my god. It's a deeper conversation now.
Deep cut.
But it's one of those things that, like, why do I love Spider-Man so much if he's based on what I fear most?
Yeah. There's no Snake Man characters out there for me to really
Snake
like
man.
Like, what snake superheroes are there? They're always evil.
Serpent Society, man.
Serpent Society. Oh, I look back to I don't know if it's a Canadian show, but Mummy's Alive.
Okay. Very deep cut,
right? Yeah. They were serpent-like characters in that, and that used to scare me.
They're always the bad guys.
Always, but these Mummies Alive, but they're good though.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I can't speak to that.
No,
we don't know what's going on with
their agenda that well.
I just want to say thank you to our friends at Sony Pictures for making this interview happen. Of course, The Spider Within, A Spider-Verse Story is available to watch right now. And what's really cool is that they are collaborating with Kevin Love to really bring an awareness to the mental health world. And I think there's no character within comic books that people, I feel like, relate to more than Spider-Man.
Definitely the most relatable character. Doesn't even depend on who is donning the mask, because that's one of the things that even Jarell touches on in this interview, is that, and we've seen this many times with Spider-Man, anyone can wear the mask and anyone can deal with anxiety.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's something that both of us deal with.
Yeah.
Everyone here on the show, on the Movie Podcast, deals with. So it's great to have a story that could explore that and really, you know, we're seeing where this starts and where this ends. It's like, okay, this is where a conversation could start. This is where we could go. Of course, we're going to link to everything about the movie podcast. You know who we are.
Yeah.
You know what we love. You know what we're all about here. Make sure you follow us on social media at the movie podcast. If you have a couple bucks to toss our way, if you want to join our Patreon, help us keep the lights and the mics on here. That would mean the world to us. Go check out everything in our show notes below. We have lots of great episodes, lots of great interviews coming your way. So make sure you stay here on the movie podcast because we have a lot of fun stuff headed your way. But without further ado, please welcome the incredibly kind and awesome human being, director Jor-El Dampier, to the movie podcast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to see you. I've watched a few of your videos, so I'm already a fan.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm grateful to be with you guys this morning. What's going on?
We watched one of your videos and we're also a fan as well.
Thank you. I think I know which one you're referring to.
It works. Mm-hmm.
Jor-El, we're so grateful for you sharing your time with us, man. Honestly, like the Spider-Verse world has meant so much to us. It means the world to so many people. And, you know, we were lucky to talk with the directing team and the cast last year for Across the Spider-Verse. And I don't think we've ever come down after watching that film and watching Into the Spider-Verse. So to be able to continue with you today and for you to be kind of handed that baton, that's amazing. How does it feel now to have this film releasing in the world?
Oh, it's amazing. It's been a long time coming. I finished this film over a year ago, if you can believe it. And so it's always held this great weight in my heart, because I feel like it's, you know, I like it. I love Miles. I think he's one of my favorite characters. And so to be a part of that universe, to be carrying the torch from the incredible filmmakers that we got to just experience Spider-Verse last year and be a part of that, it does feel incredible. It feels like an honor. It feels like a privilege. And my hope really is that, you know, it just feels like, I said this before too, but I hope it feels like a love letter to fans of Miles Morales and fans of the character in the universe. So it's amazing to carry the torch.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, like you said, like, it is definitely a love letter. You see that for sure. And must have been an amazing opportunity to get the call to direct the Spider-Verse story. And this is the first project also under the Lens program, which probably in itself is very stressful of environment, which plays into the themes of the film. What was that like for you to kind of spearhead all this?
Yeah, it can be stressful, but it can be a lot of fun. I was called in to direct something at Sony, to direct a short, and I didn't know what it was going to be, but I said yes blindly, of course, right? And I had a binder full of reasons why I should be allowed to play with Miles Morales, and so I was all prepared to whip that out. And they said, before I could do it, what do you think about doing a Spider-Verse short? And I thought, well, I just put my huge tome back in my backpack, and well, it sounds great. You know, if I can I make it scary? And they said, yeah, don't see why not. Okay. And then everything kind of just fell into place from there. So I have to say, it was really smooth. It was natural, and it didn't feel as stressful as it might seem. I think some of my least stressed times were during the production of this short. And I really attribute that to it being such a crossroads of my passions. Like, I love talking about mental health, I love Spider-Man, I love heroes, and I love filmmaking. And so to be able to marry all those three things together, it was something else. I really felt like I was living my best life while I was making this short.
And now, what would you say from start to finish of this whole project, how long would you say it took you to kind of get this all pushed out in the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, it took about 9 months.
Wow.
And that is from conception to, you know, sound, like when the sound was wrapped and on the sound stage, that was about 9 months of work.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's a really, though,
that feels accelerated.
Yeah. But that's amazing that you guys were able to, mm-hmm. to have that to come out. And I know you wrapped last year, you guys showed it at the Annecy Festival last year. So ever since that, we've just been like, we've been need jealous. To watch this.
We've been jealous of the one that got
And we've been wanting to talk to you about it too, which is, it's dope that it's finally out in the world for people to see it. And, you know, you mentioned mental health, and I think, you know, so many of Spider-Man's stories have been, some of our favorite ones have to deal with like Spider-Man, but also, you know,
Peter Parker or what Miles Morales is up to. And we've seen how mental health has played an effect on Spider-Man's powers before. Like, I'm thinking Spider-Man 2. Like, how did you want to manifest anxiety for someone like Miles?
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing was to not give Miles a problem that he didn't have. You know what I mean? I love Miles. Like, most people that care about Miles really care about Miles. It's not really like a soft fandom. You know, he's in our hearts. I didn't want to give him something that he wouldn't really deal with just for the sake of telling a story. When you look at Miles as a character, and I think if we all kind of watch Miles and we sat down and talked and someone mentioned that Miles has anxiety, I think we would all kind of like, yeah, that fits, right? And so the most important thing was I didn't want to create a problem that didn't exist. If it wasn't right for Miles, then it wouldn't have been right for the short. And anxiety and mental health is something that I felt like I always had in common with Miles. From when the character first dropped back in, you know, back when Sarah Pichelli was on the art and it was coming out weekly for the first time, I was picking this book up. I loved Miles. And yeah, I just, there was a layer of relatability even before he hit the silver screen that I think the character was just able to capture. And that's something that I really wanted to kind of sing here. And I hope that shines through. But to me, he was the perfect vessel, the perfect person to use. And how rare is it as fans of the character, do we get to see him in a quiet moment where he's not flailing his arms and throwing jokes and being the amazing Miles that we know? I really wanted to have a quiet moment with him as a fan. I mean, selfishly, I just wanted to sit with him and, you know, what does Miles think after a long day? That to me was a real treat.
This episode of the Movie Podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. Ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. That means not having to leave your house.
You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more.
You know, they say variety is the spice of life, and whether you are roaming the deserts or at home busy working and not having enough time to plan your food, Factor Meals is there for you. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed.
Factor Meals are flexible for your schedule, so get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries anytime. Kind of like a movie. Life gets busy and life gets expensive. Factor has made it so much easier, and it's less expensive than takeout, and every meal is absolutely delicious.
Head to factormeals.com/moviepod50 and use code moviepod50 to get 50% off. That's code moviepod50 at factormeals.com/moviepod50 to get 50% off.
You mentioned too having Spider-Man stories in the past and things like that. I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Spider-Man Blue, one of my favorite, you know, comics of all time, which is Peter Parker focused. But, you know, there has been a long history of the character of Spider-Man enduring some of the complexities emotionally and mentally in life. I think that's why he's such a strong character. It's also why, you know, Sony Pictures Animation has just killed it time and time again with the Spider-Verse movies. When you're working with a character like this that's so beloved and he has so many layers of complexity and so many dimensions, to me, it's just like a joy and an honor to bring those dimensions to light. So it didn't really feel like I was inventing some other part of him. It's kind of a long answer to your question, but what I'm trying to say is I didn't feel like I was inventing some other part of Miles. I just felt like I was showing a different dimension of him, and how rich and how complex he is.
I think that's totally true to who his character is and what we've seen them go through at this point of their career. Like, this is still a kid going through, you know, the most traumatic events that somebody could go through, right? And I love that, you know, we start this short with, you know, Miles on his own, and then we're ending it with him, you know, reaching out, getting help, going for that talk with his dad. And it's a great, like, just parallel from, like, beginning to end of, like, where, you know, where he started and where he's hopefully walking in a better direction as it's ending. And I think that's just it's such a simple like shot. I mean, not technically for you guys to make it, but just the idea of like this, this person is not working. This person's not walking alone anymore. So it's just visually, I think it's such a
for sure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's it's powerful. Like the idea of going together, right? And you know, look, it's not like Miles spills the entire beans right at the end. He doesn't say, "Hey, I'm, by the way, I'm," you know, he's open, but he's selectively open, and it's enough to release that pressure. It's not everything, but it's something. And I think it's just that slight call to action, whatever circumstance you're in, to just say a little something, whether by proximity or with words, but it was really important, I think, that we ended it with Jefferson.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love that you touched on, you know, wanting to make it a horror, and you have all these really horror techniques in this with the dolly zooms, and you have just the way the frightening characters look, and these giant spiders, which really bothered us, to be honest with you, because when they turned into mini spiders, we were both like, "Oh, sorry, nothing much worse." Like, the big spider was pretty bad. We're like, "Oh, that's
much worse." The smaller ones,
and then when they became really tiny all over him, we're like, "This is so much more unsettling." So to get to the point here, what would you say excited you the most about kind of playing within that horror genre with this character?
Yeah, great question. Thank you. I love horror movies. I love scary movies. It's something that's just been with me for a long time. As long as I've loved comics, as long as I've loved games, as long as I've loved movies. So to be honest, it was really just this, it was the idea that I could marry so many of my interests together, right? That made it attractive. Also, I personally deal with anxiety on a daily basis. I'm anxious right now, full disclosure. It lives right at my stomach. No, you guys are amazing, and it really has nothing to do with you. This is such a good vibe, and I'm nice and calm. But just as a person, my anxiety lives in me, in my gut, right? And I think that so many people relate to that. Alone, it really. It's really scary. You know what I mean? And so, when it came time to try to think about how do I show and relay to the world how this feels, and then also how do I make this true to people that are, you know, I don't want to say suffering, but contending with this in their lives when they're dealing with this every day, how does it feel? Well, I think the best way to answer that was, well, how does it feel for me? And I think if I can start with what's personal, if I can tell a highly personal situation, a highly personal story, then I think that will eventually be more universal, right? That's the idea. We've all heard that saying, right? More personal, more universal. So if I can show what it's like for me to have a panic attack, which is scary, then maybe everyone else who has panic attacks will be able to resonate with that.
Right.
And so a lot of what Miles goes through is based off of, you know, some of my own real kind of brushes with anxiety, the hands clenching up, not getting enough oxygen, vision going, mental noise stacking and snowballing into this kind of cacophony you can't really control. All of these things I've personally dealt with, and so I really wanted to put a large part of that in here. And horror, and you know, the idea behind using that genre, it just felt like the perfect envelope to kind of seal all of this in, because to me there's no better kind of pointed way to get people to focus than to scare them a little bit.
Yeah.
And make them feel how much they value their life in that moment, how much they value their experience. And I think that there's nothing like fear to get people to remember, oh, I value my safety. I value my experience. I value my story. I value my mental health. Mm-hmm. That was the choice behind the genre bend.
I like that. And I love that we get to see we don't typically get to see a lot of superhero stories like within the world of horror. And I think being scared is a great thing. I mean, I think that some of the films and shows that we watched growing up scared us. And I think
they humbled us.
Yeah. They humbled us. Yeah. And like, you take that with you. And I think that that's so important to have those emotions, because it really helps you, I think, grow and evolve as a person. We're curious though, too, you know, Jefferson mentioned that he rented three movies. What movies do you think he rented for him and Miles to watch?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. you know, Jefferson's, he's a real dad type. So I think he's going to go for some classics. If I were Jefferson, I think the original Halloween would be in there.
Oh yeah.
If I were Jefferson, I think the original Child's Play is in there.
Oh, okay.
I think the original is just pretty solid. It's one of my favorites. For the last one, maybe he's got a newer one in there. Maybe the Babadook. Maybe Jefferson got a little, he got a little creative with his choices.
Okay.
And picked something a little modern. I think that's the three right there.
That's okay. Really good.
I like that.
He experimented with the Australian horror right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love that.
Yeah.
Now for Miles has been synonymous to Spider-Man, just as Peter Parker has been now for this generation. Why do you think audiences resonate so much with Miles Morales?
I mean, he's just so cool. Truthfully, it's funny. I think that I love Miles, and he means so much for representation and so many things like that. But truthfully, as a kid, I found a lot of myself in Peter as well. You know, the character of Spider-Man never really excluded me as a person. I think that was the power of Spider-Man, that anybody can wear the mask, right? In my opinion, Miles just validates that. Anyone can wear the mask? Okay, bet. You know, and then he puts it on, and then he does it. He does an amazing job. And it's like, we know from the films, he was never really meant to do it. It wasn't his destiny, and yet he finds himself in this unique position where he's like the coolest one, and he gets to have all these cool powers that he never was meant to have. I think it says so much about us and our potential, our capacity for growth and change, our capacity to do things we didn't think we were capable of, other people don't think we're capable of. Miles, to me, just validates the fact that anybody can wear that mask, and his character really represents it in a way that Peter, I think, you know, Peter held it down for, you know, 30 plus years, right? Peter's busy. Peter's back hurts. He's been carrying the whole thing. but Miles is able to kind of show us a unique perspective of honoring Peter and carrying on that legacy and giving us a hope that we can do it too. I love Miles. He's incredible.
Yeah. He really is. And again, speaking of unique perspectives, you really gave us an incredible one with the Spider Within. So we want to be respectful of your time. We're so grateful that you were able to share it with us today. And we're just so happy that this film is coming out for everyone to watch and for everyone to have access to, and hopefully, you know, get them to think on themselves a little bit more and what's going on with them, and seek for answers if they need to as well. And reach out, right? 100%.
Yeah, that's right. That's the intention. You know, reach out. Say something. You're not in this alone. Everybody's dealing with something, even Miles Morales. So get open about it. You guys have been wonderful. I hope I get to talk to you again. This was awesome.
Yeah, please. Yeah, you are welcome back anytime, Jarrell. Thank you so much for your time. We cannot wait to see what you get to work on next.
So excited.
And where things go with Beyond the Spider-Verse. So we're so stoked for you, man.
We'll see you guys soon, right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jarrell.
Peace.